Listening Library presents The Famously Funny Parrot. Four Tales from the Bird Himself. By Eric Daniel Weiner. Read for you by Ramon D'Ocampo. For Natalie, for everything, forever. The Mystery of the Knocking Door. I don't know about you, but my favorite breakfast treat by far is the chocolate chip waffle. I've had many sweet dreams about the chocolate chip waffle. The dream is simple. There is a waffle on a plate. I eat it. Very early on Saturday, April 10th of this year, I was in the middle of one of these waffle dreams. But just as I lifted fork to beak, I heard a terrible knocking on my front door.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Knock.
I tried to stay asleep, but I couldn't seem to fit all this knocking into my dream. A hammer kept smashing my breakfast plate to pieces. I live in the Palm Court Arms, in the cozy little town of Rubberwick, which is in the south of Vineland. Vineland is shaped rather like an iguana, is it not? We Rubberwickians like to say we live in the tip of the tail. If you take a close look at the pictures of my town, would you see anything special happening in them? No, you won't. Because nothing ever happens in Rubberwick, which is just the way I like it. Nothing ever happens in the Palm Court Arms, either. It's a well-run, dignified building. In the mornings, I can sleep as late as I like because it's blissfully quiet. Not this morning.
Knock. Knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
I groaned. I stuck my head under four fluffy pillows. I pressed the pillow pile down on my head with my wings. But I could still hear the person knocking. Who's there? I called. But the only answer was another
knock, knock.
Knock, knock, who? I called. Again, whoever was knocking answered by knocking some more. I sat up with a sigh. Peccary? I called. I rang the big brass bell that I keep on the shelf beside my loft bed. Peccary! Peccary!
Yes, sir.
I was so startled, I bonked my head on the rafters. My butler has a terrible habit of appearing the instant I call him. I peered down over the side of my bed. There stood Peccary, gazing up at me with his placid gray eyes. Ah, what a pleasingly furry face he has. Thanks to the teensy bit of sunlight seeping through the windows, I could see that he had carefully combed the white whiskers under his chin. He was dressed, as always, in his wrinkle-free black suit. His black and white striped vest was buttoned tightly over his broad chest. His white silk handkerchief peeked out of his breast pocket. Stitched in green on the hanky was his monogram, O-T-P. O-T-P does not stand for O, tennis partner. It does not stand for omelette tomato pudding. It stands for Oswald Theodore Peccary, the finest butler in the entire world. There seems to be someone at the front door, Peccary.
Yes, sir.
Peccary clasped his hands behind his back, raised his long snout, and wiggled his round pink nose. Old OTP seemed awfully awake and alert considering the hour, whatever that was. What time is it? I said, rubbing my eyes. Peccary consulted his pocket watch.
6:29:37, sir.
In the morning?
Indeed, sir.
Who could be so rudely knocking at this hour? And more importantly, what the devil do they want?
I don't know.
Well, have you checked?
Yes, sir. When the knocking began, I immediately approached the door and said, "Who's there?"
Sensible behavior, I must say.
Thank you, sir. Since there was no response, I opened the door.
Again, the most natural course of action.
Yes, sir. But that is when I discovered that the answer to my question, "Who's there?" was no one.
I don't understand. Are you suggesting my front door is knocking all by itself? I gave a wild laugh to show how silly a notion this was.
Knock knocking,
said Peccary.
Quite so.
I clutched my cheeks with my wings. Is it a ghost? Peccary, you know how terrified I am of ghosts. You're always assuring me there is no such thing.
I continue to assure you,
Peccary assured me. Well, how do we make the knocking stop?
I don't yet know.
A million butterflies fluttered in my quaking breast. Peccary? At a loss? What was the world coming to? And what was going to become of me? We parrots have always prided ourselves on our self-reliance. Personally, I pride myself on my reliance on Peccary. Well, Peccary, this is certainly unexpected.
I'm terribly sorry for the disturbance, sir.
I rubbed my temples with my wingtips and whimpered. That rude knock-knocking had not stopped. If anything, it had grown louder. It now sounded like this.
Knock, knock, knock. Knock. Knock, knock.
Well, I said, with more bravado than I was feeling, I'll just have to take care of this problem myself. You're a man of many skills, Peccary, but I guess even you can't solve everything. Here I come. I slid down the slide, which Peccary installed on my loft bed after the 17th time I fell down the ladder. As I slid, Peccary held out my fuzzy red slippers so that I'd slip right into them. I am deeply fond of these fuzzy red slippers. I've had them for years. Good morning, Snuggly. Good morning, Huggly, I said. Those are my pet names for left and right. I happily wiggled my 8 toes inside them. Sorry to wake you up so early, my pets. It seems we have a front door crisis. As I chatted with my slippers, Peccary helped me with my white robe. He smoothed out the shoulders. They tend to bunch up over my wings. My robe is monogrammed, just like Peccary's hanky, but my initials are stitched in purple, not green. F.H.P. F.H.P. stands for me, Frederick Haven Parrot III, at your service. And now, if you will follow me, as Peccary is doing, Snuggly, Huggly, and I will shuffle along to my front door, and we will see to this knock-knocking. I padded down my purple-carpeted hallway, with Peccary following respectfully behind. I stopped short of entering the living room, however. Instead, I studied the old family portraits on the wall. You see, now that I was wide awake, the knock-knocking sounded even more ominous than before. I shuddered. Perhaps you had better go first, Peccary.
Of course, sir.
I'm only kidding, my good man, I said, sailing past him. We parrots may not have filled the history books with acts of bravery, but certainly when the occasional front door crisis arises, we can, arise. I stopped short again. My living room is tastefully furnished in beiges and chestnuts and browns. On the left stands my wall-to-wall walnut bookcase. I am a devotee of great literature. The bookcase is stuffed from top to bottom with my favorite comic books and joke books. In front of the bookcase...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?